The Lord of hosts is his name. Makoshataya baba. Mele prakadaya kadakada. Malabara baba. To redesign. To deliver. Lepra, the great deliverer. Makakakakaka. Let your power flow, God, over our destiny. To redesign it. Even right now. Even today, today is a day that comes once in lifetime, oh God, and you have made it possible for us, oh God, to experience this, oh God. Let our destiny become anew. By the authority that you have given unto me, Jehovah, ah, that in the name of Jesus, if I do not have anything with the name of Jesus, if I have no other power than the power in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said that at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every demon assignment concerning this destiny, I terminate your duty. I terminate your appointment over these destinies in the name of Jesus. I decree, oh God, let every destiny begin to receive life. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, King of Glory. And from verses 4, I read that same Psalm 112, verse 4. Light shines in the darkness for the godly. They are generous, compassionate, and righteous. Good comes to those who lend money generously and conduct their business fairly. Such people will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust in the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. That is the pattern. This scripture, even after this program, please go and use it to pray for yourself that this is the pattern that I am, regardless. And going forward, this is the pattern that my seed to generations, 1,000 generations, all to glory, whichever comes first. If it's Jesus coming that comes first, yes, it might not be up to 1,000 generations. But if the Lord tarries, 1,000 generations, pattern of confidence, pattern of good business, pattern of good works, pattern of money, of lender, pattern of a lender. You will be the one that will be lending. The Bible says you will lend to nations. Whoever is borrowing, whoever is owing on this platform. You know, when we are talking about whoever is owing, people say, oh, but everybody is owing mortgage. Don't worry. The Lord knows how to settle it. The Lord will settle you. The Lord will settle me. The Lord will pay all our debts. The Lord will make us lenders. We will lend legacies. We will lend the fear of God. We will lend righteousness. We will lend unto nations in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us begin to use that place to pray. That Father, make me a pattern of generosity and compassion. To make my children compassionate, make my children generous. Make me a pattern of generosity. Make me a pattern of compassionate. A pattern of compassionate person. Entity, zikadakada. Take me beyond person to an entity, oh God. Makasu devia. Thank you for that word, Holy Spirit. Kariba suta la baba shenderebo. Makasuta la baba shanda. Lisita la baba shenderebo. Kazule la baba shanda. A pattern of influence. A pattern of being triumphant. Victory again and again and again and again. No matter how many foes come against me. Victory, triumph, all the way. Yes, that is it. To my children and to my children's children. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' victorious name, we have prayed. Lastly, on that, before we take a few prayer points, some people said a few prayer points that are a bit late, but I will squeeze in those prayer points. There are a few within the short time that we have. The Lord God, our Father, is not out of wonder yet. Because some of us, when a day like this comes to us, we are rationing in our head like, okay, so what will happen? How will this be? How will this go? So what is going to happen to me? Actually, right now, I'm a nobody. I don't do much, though I'm doing a little. And we just start using our brain. Our Father, our God, the God that has called us, say, go and call my daughters across everywhere. Just call them. He said, I want to attend to them. I remember clearly. I want to attend to them and the things that trouble them. And I will make them women, ladies of influence in their generations. That is the word of the Lord for praying mothers. So don't look at yourself as an ordinary woman. No, you are going somewhere and you are unstoppable. No power will stop you in the name of Jesus Christ. So the prayer point is, our God is not out of rotting wonders at all. He's still in that business. How can somebody that was term barren, Elizabeth, she became the mother of hope? The one that gave birth to the forerunner, a power of destiny of our Lord Jesus Christ. He was the one announcing. He was the one that was proclaiming. He was the one that was could see clearly, more than the Pharisees, more than the Sadducees. Forget about tradition. We are not talking about tradition here. We are talking about the demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. You might not carry any title. Forget about that. You might just be a nursing mother in your home, and you are wondering, how will this be? Mary said, let it be unto me according to your word. Our God is not out. He never runs out of rotting wonders. You are going to say, Lord, you are going to lay your hand on yourself and say, out of this little faith, this me, you are the little faith. Now, that's it. You look at yourself, you are saying, I'm sister faith, but this faith is very little. You are going to say, Lord, look at it. Let it be unto me according to your word. Rot wonder through this vessel in the name of Jesus. Rot wonder. In this verse, O God, wrought your wonders as you did unto Mary, a little girl that does not know the scripture, that did not know the Torah. He has not been to the school of rabbinic school. She was not there yet. Elizabeth, who was not already like passing, the age was passing already. Whether you are a young girl or you are middle age or you are grandma, it does not matter. God is visiting us. Father, wrought your wonders in the life of every praying mother on this line. And now, God, make us a wonder to our generation. That is your word. You say you will make us a wonder. You say we and the children you have given unto us. You say we are for signs and wonders. Make our children wonders in their academies, in their study, O God. Let your wonders begin. Those that does not have direction, let your wonders begin. Father, let your wonders begin. That they will be the one that will be receiving a word, O God. They will be the sought after. They will be the one that they will be looking for. Let your hand go forth, O God, and wrought this miracle. Even in the areas where there are hopelessness, O God. Even children that will say, hey, what is the hope of this one, Father Lord, whether our children are challenged physically, whether they are challenged mentally, whether they are challenged socially, Father, let hope arise, let hope arise, let hope arise. God of wonder, God of wonder, bring out your wonder. Maybe you are looking at your job. You say, this career, how can it make anything? How can it even pay for anything? Father, let your wonders begin. Maybe we are looking at our exams. We are saying these examinations. How do I pass it? Father, let your wonder arise. In the name of Jesus. Maybe we are looking at our marriages, oh God. Or maybe we are even single. Maybe somebody is even a widow. You say, how can this be? Father, let your wonders begin. Let your wonders begin, oh God, today. In the name of Jesus, let there be a revelation. Let there be a revelation. Let there be a revelation, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord of hosts. Thank you, Ancient of Days. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. One of the prayer points that we got very late is somebody that wants to God's intervention in the marriage. God's intervention to pass the examination. God's intervention concerning their children. We're going to pull them together. I said the same power that worked those miracles in the life of Elizabeth and in the life of Mary, let those power begin to work in those situations. In the name of Jesus, the same power that made a virgin to become pregnant, the same power that made a virgin to give birth. What a wonder. What a wonder. What a wonder you are. Wonder working God. In those areas, in those examinations, oh God, Father, wrought your miracle. That Lord, you will send them your favor. You will send them your strength, oh God. You will send them your wisdom, oh God. Ability to study and retain it. Lord, in the name of Jesus, the spirit and grace of excellence, that it will rest upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Father, my God, even concerning those troubled children, oh God. My Father, my Lord. Marika Shadarala. Holy Spirit, thank you. Spirit of the living God, we praise you. There's somebody here and you're saying, huh, you know, it's my own child. It's not just about, you know, what this child doesn't want to do or want to do. It is exactly how the father is that he is looking like right now. I want to tell you that the word of the Lord said to you that the destiny pattern is already restructured, is already redesigned, and you will see a new song in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, I worship you. And somebody is here. He said, look at me. I am sick already. This is the same sickness. I have heard about it. It was the one that killed my grandmother at so age. My grandmother, this is how my grandmother ended. And my mother is already suffering it. And I am having the symptoms already. By the power of the Holy Spirit, I am asked to tell you that your pattern is changed already. So shall your genotype, so shall your blood stream and vessels and the blood that run in your system. So shall it be that it is changed already in the name of Jesus Christ. My Father, yes. The Lord said, tell that person, that same person again. You are saying, what? How can that be? How can my blood, the blood that flow in me, change? God is saying, I should tell you that it your blood, the blood, the old blood that is running in your body is already changed. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. The Lord say, I should tell somebody. Thank you, Father. Lord, I receive this for myself. I receive this for myself. The Lord, let your light, the light of your countenance, shine upon me, oh God. The Lord said, I should tell somebody that the light of his countenance is shining upon you, that he is going to display you to the whole world. He kasuka da ba 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 shanda la ba sigiri. Ah, mama, mari, baba, lebre de de sotoli araba shana baba. Zakala ga sakala ba yekere araba sotoro baba. Thank you, Father. I didn't plan to share this, but God wants me to share it. While I was praying and, you know, tarrying, not in fasting, so you don't go and say, sister, any guy was fasting for 30 days. No, that's not what it is. I was just praying and being in the place of connecting and waiting on the Lord that, Lord, how will this run, this particular topic that you have given unto me? And I was waiting and I waited and waited. Apart from the revelation that God gave to me when he gave me the topic, I didn't receive anything. And very unlike it, God would have given me specific thing that I didn't receive anything. Until this morning, I was in the shower. And the power of the Lord, as the shower was flowing to me, it was as if it was not the shower. Something else was happening to me. And I was almost trembling, like under heat, not cold. And I knew it's the presence of the Lord. And I was like, Lord. And God gave me his word. He said, I am sending you to your Elizabeth. And God gave me the name of the person. And this person is already in my life. Say, I am sending you to your Elizabeth. If you don't know it, I said, Lord, in a way, I know it. She's my Elizabeth. But specifically, God was giving me an instruction. And God said, this is what I want you to do. It was clear, specific instruction. And God said, as you share it, that is going to be giving you specific instruction on who will be your mentor, your Elizabeth. In the multitude of counsel, there is safety. The Lord said he's going to give each and every woman on this platform your Elizabeth. As you receive instructions from the Lord, go to your Elizabeth. Your Elizabeth will be secure, will not be threatened by your vision, by your dream, by your baby. Your Elizabeth will not be jealous of your baby because she's carrying her own. Go to women that the Lord we specifically instruct you to. Don't choose your Elizabeth by yourself. Elizabeth is chosen by the Lord, as the Lord did for me this morning, last minute. And I was like, Lord, you are not in the thunder, you are not in the rumbling, but in a very still voice, you have come to me to come and give me my own, affirm my own Elizabeth. So my attitude, my way of relating to my Elizabeth is going to be different now because I know who she is to me. Your Elizabeth will not ask you to push when your baby is not ready. Will not kill your baby. Don't forget, this is the word of the Lord for you. I am not giving you the word. It's not my word. It's the word of the Lord. Because you are a woman that God has picked by himself. And he has a plan. He has a purpose. He has something he wants to use your life for. And God gave one of the instructions that God gave to me this morning, which I didn't plan to share. And God said, share is what I've just shared with you. And God told me to raise Mary's and Mary's children for him. I don't know what God is going to tell you. I don't know what God is going to instruct you. But I just want you to say, Lord, choose my Elizabeth for me. That is our last prayer point for today. Lord, choose my Elizabeth for me. A place of that I will feel secure, a place of comfort. We are going to dive into that in detail next month, if Jesus tarry, by the grace of God. Pray and say, Father, choose my Elizabeth for me. And I want you to pray and say, Father, even that's one of the instructions that God gave to me this morning. And Holy Spirit is even chastising me now. He said, why are you holding it back? He said, share it. God told me this morning, say, I have chosen you. You must raise the seeds that I have given to you for me, not for yourself, not for the world. And God is saying, tell them, every seed that the Lord has given to you, physical, biological children, and everyone that the Lord will bring your way, say, raise them for me. Holy Spirit, forgive me. Have mercy on me. Thank you for giving me the grace. Thank you for giving me the grace to express what you have given to me, to give to your children, oh God. And I pray for you that even as you leave this meeting, the lighthouse will be with you, the light of God. We cause every darkness on your path to give way. The light of God, we give every darkness, even on the part of your children, instruction to give way. They will give way. Darkness will give way. Obstacles will give way for your children. Your children will move forward. They will go forward. Your seed will advance. They will make progress. And their progress will be evident to the whole world. God has given his word. Say, I will use you to raise leaders, rulers, commanders. You will not miss it. I will not miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. We will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you all the glory. Father, we give you all the honor. We adore and worship you. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. God be with you. Till we meet next time, part two, go to your Elizabeth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.